A very good afternoon from the sports team. The final test of the British and Irish Lions Tour of Australia is coming up on Saturday in Sydney. The Lions are chasing a first test series whitewash since 1904 when they beat South Africa 3-0. Lions hooker Dan Sheehan says that their series victory will be something etched in the memory forever. They did claim that series victory with a last-minute win in front of 90,000 fans in Melbourne last weekend. And Sheehan and his teammates celebrated with some drinks in the middle of the pitch.
You have to just cherish those moments and those few hours with the lads straight after a game like that. It's something special, something that you've grown up wanting to be a part of, something like that, and on that occasion and that sort of stage, and to do it in the MCG was something special.
Still plenty to play for both sides in that final test match this weekend. Moving to some football news on everyone's lips. Newcastle manager Eddie Howe says that they're yet to receive any bids for Alexander Isak. The striker isn't on their preseason tour of Asia after asking for time to consider his options during the summer transfer window. He's believed to be wanted by Premier League champions Liverpool, rather. But Howe is hopeful Isak will still be their player when the new campaign kicks off.
We, to a degree, control what's next for him. So I'd love to believe all possibilities are still available. We've received no formal offer from any football club for him. So my wish has always been that he stays and we see him again play next year. But that's not in my full control.
Well, that new Premier League campaign is not too far away, football fans. It starts on the 15th of August. And then finishing with some swimming news. 21-year-old star Peter Kutzer has claimed the first gold medal for Team South Africa at the World Aquatics Championships in Singapore. Kutzer's 51.85 seconds pipped Italian Thomas Sesson by just 0.05 of a second to claim that gold medal. He also set a new African record, and this result follows him winning gold at the World Student Games in Berlin last week. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.